Hi, I'm Troidal Power, host of Troidal Power Presents the Power Playthroughs podcast with Troidal Power. It's an audio-only Let's Play podcast where I play video games and tell you about them. It's like Twitch for your ears. You can find Troidal Power Presents the Power Playthroughs podcast with Troidal Power on probablywork.com, geektogeekmedia.com, or you can look for me on Patreon to sponsor an episode. Troidal Power Presents the Power Playthroughs podcast with Troidal Power. Let's play video games.
Hello, my lovelies. Bill here today. Just a quick note before the beginning of today's episode. This is actually an old episode, and I'm just trying to consolidate all my old stuff into one place. So please note that today's episode is a little rough around the edges, because this is from a couple of years ago, when I used to do a lot of my podcasting while walking around. Please take it with a pinch of salt, but I hope you enjoy the content anyway. All right, guys, here's to past Bill. Bye.
I need a saga. What's the saga? It's songs for the deaf. You can't even hear it.
Hello and welcome to the first Final Fantasy game on our list. But it's not actually a Final Fantasy game, so I'm assuming it's not going to have the old dingling crystal music at the beginning. But let's find out, shall we? Let's start Final Fantasy Legend. Why, yes. That certainly is not the dingling dangling crystal music. It's nice though. Ah, Squaresoft. You guys do me proud. He's scoffing. You guys do me proud, man. You make some beautiful music. I wonder who's done the music for this one. I'll have to look it up afterwards. But yes, welcome to the start of a brand new adventure. The one I'll probably have to find some music to. So, welcome to the Final Fantasy Legend. This is a Game Boy game. So we've switched consoles, people. And this is our first handheld console game. So, as you know the rules.
What's the rules, Bill?
The rules are as follows. We are playing all home consoles, including handheld consoles, RPG games released between generation 4 and generation 6. I think that's right. God, sometimes even I get confused over this shit. Basically, we have a big long list of about 500 RPGs that we're playing. As you all know, because you're patrons, so you like the show enough to sponsor us a buck, so therefore you get these extra episodes. And you just get to listen to me ramble and ramble on about absolute bullshit. But this, the Final Fantasy Legend, is the legend of Final Fantasy. Well, excuse me. Oh, sorry. I've just finished the grind of grinds, known as Phantasy Star 2. And I just thought I'd hop straight into the next game and we'll do a thing. God, this music's gorgeous. I'm so excited. So, as I said before, this is the first Final Fantasy game on our list that we have. And our first hand console game. So it's a double whammy for the old Squaresoft. And this game, as it says on my screen in front of me, was released in 1989 by Squaresoft, licensed by Nintendo. Now, it may say that, but this game was actually released in English in 1990. So it's just, you know, lazy programming. They don't bother updating it because that's what it said on the Japanese version. They just changed the other English bits. And this game is not actually a Final Fantasy game, as I said. This is in fact number one, the very first game of the Saga series. Now, very shortly after this game, I say shortly, I think it's like three games away, we will be playing Saga Frontier, as was chosen by our lovely patron, Winter Disa. Is it Disa? Disa, isn't it? I think she tried to correct me the other day, but I'm terrible at pronouncing things. But Winter. Yes, lovely, lovely Winter. She has chosen Saga Frontier, which is the 7th Saga game. Just to let you guys know, 7th. This is Final Fantasy Legend, which is known in Japan as Makatsushi Saga. So S-A space G-A. Capital G, so capital S-A, capital G-A. Which means Warrior in the Tower of the Spirit World. Saga. The video game was released in the Game Boy for December 1989 by Square Co. It was the first game in the Saga series. And the first role-playing video game for the system. Oh, wow. So it's the first role-playing game on the Game Boy. That's a big jump. Square translated the game into English for the worldwide release and renamed it, linking it with the Final Fantasy series to improve marketing. Yes. Sunsoft re-released it in North America during 1998. It was like a remake for the one Soul Calibur. So, fuck that shit. Okay. Yes. So, when was it released in North America? On September 30th, 1990. There we go, people. So, it is a 1990 release, which is why it's currently in this series of the Golden Years. So, it's a turn-based battle system, similar to Final Fantasy II. And, yeah, it has a lot of, things. I'm trying to find here. It's a little bit on development. And what is it? Sounds? Is there sounds? Audio? Who is the audio? Who does the music? Where is it? Audio. Soundtrack was composed by Nobuo Uematsu. Ah, yes. The Nobu. We love Nobu. There we go. That's made me so happy. That's why this track's so good. Yes. Oh, it's got a new stereo option. Woo! Alright, let's keep going. Oh, there's loads of merchandise for this as well. Reception. Game Boy. So, I'm trying to find it. It's got very good sort of kind of results. And it didn't sell very well in Japan, as far as I know. That's really gonna annoy me. Final Fantasy Legend sales. Sorry, just googling as I go. But anyway, you get to listen to this gorgeous music while I talk bollocks. And this game is still readily available. Everyone seems to be buying it for the Game Boy. I can't find it. But yeah, I'm pretty sure this sold like dismally in Japan. Like it was like a couple of thousand copies or something. And then when they released it in America and they called it the Final Fantasy Legend, it absolutely it smashed it basically. Absolutely smashed it. It's just the same thing. Oh no. I'm sure I'll find it one day. But yeah. I'm sure it sold like a couple of million in America, as to opposed to a couple of thousand in Japan at the time. So let's press the start button. Is the music gonna change? No. So that's some text slowly scrolling across the screen. And it reads, "It has been said that the tower in the centre of the world is connected to paradise. Dreaming of a life in paradise, many have challenged the secret of the tower." But it's really slow. "But no one knows what became of them." There is another who will brave the adventure. Ooh. And I'm flicked into a bit where I'm now given some options. I'm given a male human, a female human, a male mutant, a female mutant, a clipper, a red ball, hey, got wings, a were-rat, and a zombie. I should have done some research on this, shouldn't I? And Oh, sorry, my chest is so bad. So what should I pick, people? I think I'll pick a mutant male. Why not? Get to name him. Let's call him Bill. Because I am a inhuman beast. I wonder if that'll be my main character. Want to give me more picks? That's it? Oh, look at that. There we go. So I'm thrown into a very Legend of Zelda, Zelda-esque world. Oh, if I go onto that, oh, I'm onto a world map. Also, I seem to be starting at this tower. There's a guy here I'll speak to. If you want to advance, choose members at the guild. Oh, so I do get to get my membership together. Okay, and there seems to be two shops here, a couple of other people. Oh man, this game. It looks so old school. Oh, that music. Right, I'm not going to long this out. I'll talk to this guy who seems to be walking around. Oh yeah, the text is so slow. I'm going to see if I can adjust the speed. This tower leads to paradise. Okay, no, that's a big statement. Get out of my way. Okay. So I push start. Oh, save. Hey, easy to save my game. Position, 1F. Maximum, 1F. There's a lot I'm going to have to work out here, guys. Oh, guild. Oh, there we go. I get picks. Oh, albatross and goblin. They went there already. And a skeleton. Oh, okay. This looks like it's going to get very interesting. I'm going to do some research to find the best team, and I'll come back to this. Thanks, guys. Episode number one. Good morning, my lovely little legenders. Yes, as you can tell, my voice is a little bit broken today. In the earlier part of this episode, because I'm going to fudge these two together, which I recorded last night on the way home. I had a bit of a chest on this overnight. My bit of a chest has turned into a bit of a sore throat. And, these things happened. It's winter. Hey, winter. How's it going? it's winter. It's cold. You know, you're getting a sore throat. Shit happens. Shit rolls downhill. Shit hits you in the face. Does the Pope shit in the woods? Who knows? I'm sure he does. Does the Pope shit in the woods? Oh, I love that song. So, welcome to Final Fantasy Legends, the Legends cast. Now, I think I just left it running. Oh, that was loud. So, here we go. Oh, speed. I don't know which menu I left myself in, but there's a speed option. Let's turn it up to 8. Turn it up to 11, boy. So, here I am. I'm at the guild, where I can get some new monsters. Now, I opened this up to our Discord group, and I said, hey, you lot, you guys, if any of you play Final Fantasy Legends? And, yes, some of them have. So, thank you to Jericho Star, who did tell me that, you know, if you're going to use the monsters, you'd probably use a guide. I will be using a guide for this game, just to help me along the way. Oh, Matsu, I love you, man. You make my life so happy. yes. So, obviously, I've already chosen... Oh, no. I've chosen monster. I've chosen mutant. Oh, no worries. Yes, and then Mini BT, who has been very helpful. He mentioned about, you know, if you get a human female, you can sell her weapon to help kit out the rest of your guys, because her weapon apparently sells quite a lot. It's a good way of balancing out your team a bit more. But yes, I opened it up to everyone, and I've decided to go with a human. I've got a mutant male. His name is Bill. I'm going to sort of nuzlocke this as well, guys. All my characters are going to have names, which are going to be named by our lovely listeners on Discord. I haven't done a lot of research into the game yet. I think. If one of your character dies or something, you can go get a new one, but then you have to train them back up. I think that's right. I don't think you can resurrect them. Oh, I'm not 100% sure, but I'll find out as we go, which is nice. But yes, my team. So my next person, I'm getting a human male. So again, I've got a monster male called Bill. This is human male. He's going to be called Chester. thanks to Mel Max. Mel Max Returns. Matt Jorgensen. Thank you very much for that suggestion. C-H-E-S-T-T-E. Oh no, you're going to need four letters. Okay, I'm going to do Kiss. Oh, okay. I didn't realise that. right, okay, Chess. Then my next one's going to be a human female. I'm going to call her Jenna. So Jen? Two N's? Maybe? G-E-N-N-A. I'll say G-J... yeah, J... should I go J-E-N-N or J-E-N-O? J-E-N-O, that'll do. That'll be close enough. J-E-N-A. Yeah, I can hear four letters. So J-E-N-A, Jenna. Should have been two N's, but what are you going to do? And then finally, I'm going to have a monster, right? I appear to have choices between lizard, skeleton, albatross, and goblin. Now, I have to say, folks. Albatross is kind of speaking to me here, saying, Bill, pick me. Yeah, fuck it, I'm going to go for an albatross. He looks so cool. Alright, albatross is going to be called Tora. So, sorry for all the coughing, folks. So, again, T. O. Beep, 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 beep. Cross the road, Bill. Concentrate on crossing the road. I can't go that way with a mini. Fuck's sake. T-O-R. Roll all the way back across. Hey, Dora! Boom, I have my team. Oh, man, someone's only got 20 hit points. Everyone else got 40. Okay. I have a team, people. Right, now what the hell do I do? Position. Available item. Equip. Let's go to equip. Let's have a look what's going on. We've got 0 GP. Assumes like gold points or something. So, yes, thank you very much to Matt Jorgensen for the name Chester, who is now called Chess. thank you to Mini BT for Jenna, which is a Golden Sun reference. Sorry, guys, I've not played any Golden Sun, but I am looking forward to it greatly. Greatly? Immensely? Immensely, that would be a better word. Looking forward to it immensely. And thanks to Winter Deesa for picking Tora for my monster. So, this is my team. Oh, man, my team looks cool. Let's take a picture. Let's take a cheeky pick. A cheeky, cheeky pick. There we go. Boom, my team is ready. I'll post it on Discord and then I'll post it on Twitter. Oh, I like Tori the Albatross. It's going to be fun. Jericho Star, you still need to use a guide for monsters, right? I think I'll do that when I get to the train station. Let's have a look at my equipment. So I've got a long sword for Bill, my monster. Just looks like it's got 50 attack. Or is that 50 GP? I don't know. Oh no, yeah. Oh, hang on. Let's go back to Bill. So Bill's... I've got a long sword and my top option is stealth. If you click on it, nothing happens. Just sort of flickers. I click on my long sword. Oh, it gives you an opportunity to change. Okay, so I can't change stealth. Stealth seems to be something I've got. So he's got a strength of 8, defense of 0, agility 4, and mana of 6. Ooh, mana. So he's given some sort of magic ability. That's pretty cool. Or discovering this game as I go, folks. Chess. Chess is a hammer. He's got 7 strength. He's got 0 defense, 3 agility, and 0 mana. So he appears to be... The human M seems to be rather shit at magic. But the human female, she also seems to be shit at magic. She's got strength 3, agility 7, mana 0, defense 0, and she's got a rapier. Which is the word number 50 against it. So, I'm wondering if 50 is what you can set it for, or is it... I don't know. Beak 25. Okay, so Tora. Ooh. Okay, so Tora and my monster has slightly better stats. The most, she's got strength 6, defense 3, agility 9, and mana is 4. She has a quake ability. And she's got her beak, which is 25. So, I'm going to... I'm going to have a cheeky save. I'm also going to have a cheeky save. Thank you, emulator. what items have I got? I've got no items. Oh, abilities. That's the same shit. okay. So I assume this alien looking dude's going to be some sort of shop. Welcome! Cost 1 GP, 1 HP. Oh, that's obviously to heal my characters. I think so. Oh, because I mean, this is the inn. That's a weapon and item shop, but there's no one there. Oh, they're all the way back here. Okay. So, weapons. Sell. Oh, here we go. Oh, no. Sell. Okay, so I can't just... I have to unequip it first before I can sell it. Buy. I've got 0 GP. So I can buy long axe and rapier. Oh, I see. So long's worth... Jesus, axe. Who had the axe? Axe is worth a lot of money. It's worth 412 GP. God dear, the GP numbering here is quite weird. okay. Let's go back to my team. A lot of early game learning here, people. Mutant M, he had the longsword. Chest of my man, he had a hammer. I didn't have an axe. Or did Jenna have an axe? Jenna has a rapier, but that's not worth a lot of money. Oh, no one had an axe. Oh, sad. Sad times. Okay, let's have a look at the... What can I buy? Oh, I can buy strong, which is 300 GP. I can buy agility. And I can buy 200... Oh, my God. Oh, the menu keeps going down. Okay, so I can buy HP for 100 GP. That's interesting. X potion, potions, eye drops, revives. Ooh, revives are expensive. Hearts. Ooh, what's a heart? Oh, this is like an auto revive. Buy a rod. Ooh, what's a rod? I assume the numbering next to it means that's how many of the shops got in stock. Why do I need 30 rods? But again, I can't sell anything unless I unequip it. Oh, man. So this guy's telling me this is the gateway to paradise. Oh, you fuck. I'm confused. I don't really know what to do next. If you want to... Oh, hold on, A to make it go quicker. Choose members at the guild. Right, okay, yeah, I've done that. Don't let you fuck, what? What's this guy walking around talking about? What are you chatting? It's really hard to talk to people. If you lose your last heart, you can't be brought back to life. Ah, okay. So where do I see how many hearts I've got? Position, first floor, maximum first floor. Okay. Okay, I get that bit now. So I am currently on floor one, and my maximum floor that I've ever reached is floor one. So there must be some sort of like system for going up the floors there. Strange. Ooh. There's a man wandering around in the inn. Can I? I wonder if I can get back there and talk to him. Alright, doesn't really seem to be a lot going on in this town. It's just like, you can sleep here, you can buy some shitty weapons here. You can buy the shittiest weapons at the tower. Oh, yes, I'm going to trap you in. No! Genbu has hidden the key to the door in the statue of Hero. Okay, so I need the key to get into the door. And apparently it's been hidden in the statue of Hero. Right, there is a guy around the back here as well that I've just spotted. Oh, this might be a slow grind. House of Life. Cost 100 GP. Who? Okay, I don't know what they are. Okay, let's go on to the world map. Let's have a random encounter. And let's pray tell I survive. Here we go. It's a goblin. It's got a number one next to it. I've got fight or run. So I'm going to fight. Bill, long. Goblin. Hammer, chest with a hammer on the goblin. J Jenna with the rapier on the goblin. Ooh, you can hear the Final Fantasy references. Oh, that's really similar to the Final Fantasy 1 music. He's kind of just changed it up a bit. Oh, man, a boo. Check you out, man. Oh, that's fucking awesome, that music. I wonder how I feel about that music later on in the game. And hit everyone on the goblin. Right, Tora attacks goblin by a beak, 13 damage. Bill attacks goblin, long, 10 damage. Goblin defeated. Bill won. I've got 40 GP. Ha ha! You son of a bitch, goblin. You had no chance. He does really big as well. Okay, let's get into another random counter, and I'll explain how the battle screen looks. Just hanging around the bottom of this weird-looking tower. It looks kind of like a hermit crab shell coming out the ground on the world map. And there's a river beneath me, which I can't seem to cross. Other than that, it's just all white. This is a Game Boy game, people. There's not a lot of texture. Oh, an albatross. Hey, I've got an albatross. Oh, that's interesting. I wonder if I'm going to die. Right. The numbers make sense, people. So I wonder if I have to recharge my weapon. Oh, Mini BT did say that the weapons have durability. So my long weapon is now saying 49. Here the albatross. Hammer still says 50 because I never actually got a chance to use it. Rapier still says 50. And beak says 24. So I only get X amount of uses of said weapon before I get to use it. So Jenna attacks the albatross by rapier at 7 damage. Albatross attacks Jenna by beak. 19 damage. Fuck me. Tora attacks albatross. 18 damage. Albatross defeated. Bill 1. You got 40 GP. Alright, let's get back into the town where I'm safe. So I'm nearly at the train station. Oh, I wonder how safe. And cheeky safe. You know, they're about safe people. Just in case your phone crashes while you're on the train and you're not using it. And the app closes in the background and your game's fucked. Always have a safe thing. So I've got durability on the weapons. And I seem to get GP at the end of the battle. There's no indication of XP or any sort of stat boosts that I'm getting. I thought there was supposed to be some sort of stat boost, but let's have a look. Yeah, Bill, 40, 40, 40. Yeah, so Jenna, wow, that albatross hit Jenna. It took almost half of the hit points. So Bill's strength's 8, agility 5, mana. I don't know if that's changed. Doesn't look like chest has changed. 7, 3. 7 looks like it's higher. 3 and 7 for Jenna. It's quite weak. And 3, 6, 9 and 4. Okay, yeah, well, I'm at the train station. I'll do some research and see what's going on. I've got 80 GP in the bank. That's a successful episode.
Fondly remember blowing the dust out of a golden Nintendo cartridge to get it to work?
Get the dust out of it.
Alright, here we go. Yes, let's get it!
Now the screen's gray.
Aw, man! Or those long nights when you were up late fighting Ganon and you'd hear your mom coming downstairs.
Hello?
That's Mom. Pretend you're asleep.
Wait, pause it, turn off the TV!
Do you think she's
don't
gone?
Make a sound.
I thought I heard two boys down here. Oh, well.
Shh. Well, Ben and Pat are here to transport you back to those exhilarating moments as the Hyrule Podcasters! Join the two brothers each week as they play through Zelda games in Nintendo's legendary series. Episodes are filled with color commentary, lightly researched facts, personal anecdotes, and more.
Hyrule Podcasters is available through Anchor on Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow the Hyrule Podcasters on Facebook and Instagram at Hyrule Podcasters and on Twitter at Hyrule Podcasters.